Good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this hump day morning. I hope everybody is doing well. And we now welcome into studio, as she is every Wednesday at this time, we welcome from the Coffeyville Area Chamber of Commerce, Candy Westbrook. Good morning, Candy. How are you doing?
Hello. Good morning, everybody.
All right, Candy. Well, of course, another virtual CNN today, and I can see your list over here. Lots of stuff. So
yes.
Let's go ahead and get to it.
I got a few pages today. So
yeah, there we go.
So I know.
That's a good thing.
Usually when it starts getting closer to fall, things start to get back into, you know, patterns. And yeah, so we have lots of good stuff.
All right, yes. Let's get to it.
Okay, so we have Chrissy Lee Fever from Cooperative Credit Union, and they right now have some good rates, as low as 2% for 36 months. They're having a summer special. It's 1.5% off a qualifying auto loan. So good specials right now going on. Take advantage. As you already know, Linda Frazier from Dalton Defenders Day just had to share that it was a hard decision, but they decided in the best interest of the public to cancel the 2020 Dalton Defenders Day Festival. Looking forward to seeing everybody next year. And we're going to try to help them out a little bit and just see if we can make that next year big.
Right.
Bigger and better than ever and get everything back in. So Keisha Johnson with Mary Kay and a whole bunch of things in town, K-Fan. But she just wanted to remind everybody to save the date. The next Headlights for Hope is coming up. It's called the Lean on Me event. It'll be Tuesday, August 18th at 6:30 to 8:30. And this time they're going to have several locations. So it won't just be at the hospital. That'll be the main place. But they've also got medical lodges, Windsor Place, and maybe a couple other places that we can all park. And so good information coming out. But save the date on that, August 18th. Ken Andrews from Gators Window Cleaning and Pressure Washing. So it's summer, starting to slow down, fall's coming, and now the holiday season's is coming up. So now is the time to schedule your home's window cleaning and kind of your house clean, your roof, all that good stuff that you've been putting off. So this is a good time to do it. You can call to get a free quote or book your service. You call Ken. That's 918-856-0557. And, of course, call the chamber. We always have all these numbers handy, so. Sonia Larimore, Assisted Living at Windsor Place. They are still doing their art contest. They want community members to submit artwork showing how people care for each other. They will use these to decorate all their facilities, and they're going to have all the residents and staff judge each category. So make sure you guys get something filled out, come up with a good design, and get that submitted over to Assisted Living. They're going to take these until the end of the month on August 26th. Pat McCoy from First United Methodist. Pastor Mark started doing his Monday morning musings, and it's on their Facebook page, so if you want to jump on there. And they are doing in-person worship services, but some of their activities have still not resumed. I heard from some other churches as well that slowly starting to get more of those group activities and church activities started, but some of them are still kind of on hold. Alicia Mountain from Boys and Girls Club and Life Point Church. So the Boys and Girls Club will be holding open enrollment this week. Wait, nope. Okay, August 13th is when it starts until the 21st. And you can go down to 502 Walnut for all the ages. And then on August 24th, they're going to be accepting enrollments only by appointment at the different locations. So Life Point Church and Touch of Life Ministries will be having another outdoor event on Saturday the 15th. And that'll be in the evening at 7 o'clock, handing out new shoes and socks to school-age children, hot dogs, chips, drink, and just kind of a good give back to the community program. I love that they do that every year.
Absolutely. Great, great, great. And plus you get food, so.
And you get food, I know. Get some hot dogs, free shoes and socks. So. Stacy Baldwin from Clef Oil. One of the things that's been kind of hard to find lately has been alcohol wipes, like the sanitation wipes. And they have them back in stock. So it's a 50 count and they're available. You can stop by or call them at 251-0103. And then also Chamber, we have some large liter size, those big quantities of sanitizer for 50% off. It has kind of a strong smell, so they're not, it's not the most popular stuff. We bought them when sanitizer was completely out and you couldn't find it anywhere, so
right.
Smells a little bit like a distillery, but drop in some essential oils or something like that.
There you go.
Anyway.
Makes it all better then.
Exactly. So if you're in a bind, we've got a bunch. Leanne Stein from Cottville Library. The summer reading winners are on their Facebook page, and they are starting to receive book orders. Make sure you wear a mask, though, when you come in. They are required. And, of course, they're still doing curbside, so that's great that they're continuing that. And I did hear from several businesses. I'm pretty sure curbside is going to be around for the rest of this year. So, you know, even though we're slowly opening back up, things are doing a little bit better. We've kind of peaked our little our counts. Most places are still going to be erring on the cautious side and offering curbside. So almost, gosh, I would say 75% of the businesses I've talked to are like, yeah, we do curbside anytime. So
yeah, and it makes me wonder, though, if they'll do curbside even beyond, because it's, from what I understand, it's been very, very popular.
It is. More places are doing online sales. You know,
order online and you just drive right up.
So. I know. Terabinith Coffee. I mean, I can get right online. I can pay. Pull up, they bring it right out to me. I mean, I'm like, yes.
You don't even have to get out of the car.
No, you don't. It is amazing. So,
and plus,
yes.
Plus, that's a local business as well. So,
oh, I know. I love
that. That's what makes it the best.
Exactly. Our small businesses are getting with it. They're getting with the program, and they're
absolutely
trying to be creative, so I love it. Oh, also, Miss Rachel from the library is leaving. Loved
aww
her. So she will be missed, but stop in and say goodbye to her this week. Sam Cudrick from Visit Coffeyville. The 100-mile sale that we have every year in this region is coming up September 11th and 12th. If you would like to be on the map, come by the chamber. You just pay $5, cash or check, no credit cards. And the deadline to get on the map is Monday, September 7th. Coffeyville Meals on Wheels. I think I mentioned this last week, but they are desperately needing volunteers mm-hmm. to help deliver meals. You just drop them out side of the person's home, so it's contactless delivery. They only take about an hour, most of the routes about an hour. So if you or a group can help out, contact Roz Scarborough, and that's 251-7313. Again, call me at the chamber. We can give you all this information and the phone numbers. Save the date. The Cruising Coffeyville is coming up on September 12th. And they're going to have a poker run. I know they're going to have Donnie Miller concert at the end of the night, food trucks, a variety of activities. So you can find all of it on the Cruising Coffeyville Facebook event. Or again, it's on, we've got information on the chamber at it. It's on our community calendar, so you can go there too. But save the day, that's going to be a fun one. So in fact, I think last week I said, hey, we're not doing the community calendar as far as printing it. We have everything on our website because things have been slow, but September will be picking back up. So we're hoping, cross our fingers, to be able to have a calendar out later this month on all the September events. Chamber, just quick little FYI. We've been doing webinars. Well, we always did Lunch and Learns. Mm-hmm. It's free for our members, and it's a small fee for non-members. We had to switch and do it more webinar-like instead of in-person, but we're going to start back some of the in-person Lunch and Learns while we're still doing webinars. And so whatever your business needs, whatever training you can think of, let us know, because I'm kind of coming up with the schedule right now. So if you want to be trained on Excel, or maybe your office needs help on online marketing or whatever, just let us know some ideas and we'll get those going, as well as any other supplies or resources you need. Just give us a call. We're really trying to make sure we help our businesses here in Coffeyville. The census is doing the Stop the Knock campaign. Stop the Knock means don't wait until they knock on your door. Get it done now.
Right.
I know you're probably tired of me hearing and nagging about it. Everybody else like, yes, we know, census.
But it's important. I mean,
it is.
Because what, we're just at, what, a little bit over 50% right
yeah,
now?
Yeah, we're like at 56%.
Like, yeah.
Yes,
so
and it's really low.
Yeah, we got to do a lot better than that, guys. Come on. So
it is. It's going to impact schools. Our highways, our funding on that, funding on new housing.
So you might want another 11th Street issue out there?
Come on, people. So, and actually, most people I know have said they already did it. So it's just that hard-to-reach population.
Right.
So tell your neighbors, tell people that you know to get that in so that we don't get
And you
out.
Can do it online. It's
exactly.
So easy online.
Or phone. If you're not a techie person and you're like, you're scared of doing something on the computer, mm-hmm. you call them. And
yeah,
like, oh, yep,
and it's
right
done.
Now.
It's done quickly, less than 10 minutes
yeah.
of your day. So, basically, it could be during your break. You can get the census done.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. Farmers Market. They've been knocking it out of the park. That thing's been growing and growing. I'm not 100% positive on this, but I think last Saturday they had something like 12 to 15 vendors. So
wow.
It's really been growing and doing great. And I am a firm believer in eating healthy, getting outdoors, fresh air, sun, moving. Of course, I am one of those people that says, do as I say, not as I do.
Right.
I'm not always the best myself at doing this. But I am a firm believer that you can fight off illnesses, even some of the COVID stuff, by having a healthy body, mm-hmm. by just making sure your body can fight off illnesses. So speaking of sun, did you know this? A little tidbit of the day. Starting the end of this month, August 31st, all the days will be getting shorter.
Yes.
The sun sets before 8 p.m. So it'll
See, I like when it gets darker quicker because I have to go to bed at 8:30.
Oh.
So with it being still bright outside, I'm like, I can't sleep. So.
Yeah. No, I like lots of sun so I can get to do stuff.
But I ended up getting in some blackout curtains, so I was kind of able to black out the light. That way I can actually get some sleep. But the problem is my bedroom is a two-door entrance, you know, where you open it like that. So light would still seep in. So it's just like, even though I got my windows covered, nothing else was...
That
was still sticking
in.
So I'd be like covering my head up. So,
well, then you'll like this because this,
yes,
it'll go down before 8 and that'll go clear until April. So, shorter days, less sun. Trying to think if there's any other announcements. And I guess just a final thought is, you know, CCC started this week.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the high schools are starting next week. Coffeyville starts the week after that. So, but I can tell you as a parent, my anxiety is cranked up a little bit with school starting. And I'm not talking about the politics of should it be open, not online, masks, whatever. None of that. I'm just saying that things are going to be different.
Mm-hmm.
It is not going to look the same when your kid goes to school. And so just everybody be patient. Send out your prayers and good thoughts to all the parents, to the students, and, of course, all the schools. Just trying to make that new transition of all the changes that they're getting to do. I just went to a parent meeting the other night, and just some of the things that the kids are going to have to do, they're going to be like, what? Yeah.
Now, I know. We've talked to Dr. Craig Correll, and he said about a third of the student population has actually signed up for online to do remote learning. So that'll help out a little bit with social distancing.
Exactly.
But the good thing is, like he said, they're still NATO students, so they'll be allowed to still participate in athletics and extracurricular activities. Because he says, even though they're doing it from home, they're still NATO students. And then They stand on their online program as it being exactly the same as you're being there. So they say, what's the difference?
Yes. Yeah, I talked to one parent. I'm trying to think where they were at. I might have been Caney. But I know that the way they're setting their online is it's basically a video in the classroom. You're going to hear and see everything that's going on in that classroom.
As if you were in the classroom.
Exactly. You got to check in. You can't be late. You know. It's
yeah, because
like,
I think they take roll calls.
Yes,
so, and you've got to basically say, hey, here, you know. Or
yes.
So, now, I don't know if you want to be going to class in your pajamas, but although you probably technically could, though.
No, so. There is a school district not here in Kansas that did create a dress code.
I heard about that. Yes.
Yes.
Where I think they actually have to wear the school uniform. And it's like, well, fine, then I'll just tilt the camera up where it's neck and above, so and I just won't move.
Exactly. Oh.
That way I can just pop out of bed and okay, class, have my food there,
it's
eating.
Just,
it's going to be interesting.
It's going to be different.
It's going to be very different.
The conversations that you have with those little kids right now. I was having a conversation with my son about, you know, you can't go around hugging all your buddies.
Right.
Just, you know, give it a little distance.
Even though everybody wants to do that, it's just it's going to be a lot different nowadays.
It's going to be different. So,
But I think the school districts all around have done a good job getting prepared for this year because, again, it's hard for them to try to figure out what is going on because basically the State Board of Education basically said, nope, we're not saying you're not going to wait till after. We're not going to do the mandate that Governor Kelly wanted. You open up on your own. So schools are kind of left to their own devices about what to do. So I think they've all done a really good job getting prepared.
I think they have. And things can continue to change. And so that's another thing that I've been telling everybody, just be patient because what we have planned now could change in a month. You know, we don't know, but we're just going to have to do the best we can. And I tell everybody, this isn't going to last forever.
Right.
It seems crazy now, whether it's with COVID or thinking politics and everything else that's crazy, it will go away. So everything will get better.
Just got to be patient,
we'll look back on this year and be like, wow.
Or just flush this year completely. It'll be like Almanacs, 2018, 2019, 2020. We do not talk about this year. We will move on to the next year.
No, talk about it because we want to remember what we went through. And then that makes us a better person. I mean, going through these challenges, we've had to learn to do new things differently. And I think some things have come out of it that's been good.
Right.
I mean, there's been a lot of changes in our businesses and how they do things, and I think some of it's great. So
probably my favorite picture online though was after June. It was basically the 1st of July, which was, you know, the halfway through the year. Somebody put up a picture of a graphic from Sunday Night Football, and it said halftime, it said 2020 42 Earth Zero. So it's like we're at halftime. We have to dominate the second half.
Oh my God.
I think we will. And we'll have to overcome that 42-point lead. So all right. Well, Candy, I appreciate you coming in today. And we will talk to you next week.
We will be here. And as always, call, go to our website, send me a message on email, Facebook, whatever. If you have a question, just let me know.
All right. And again, we will talk to you next week, Candy. You have a great day.
Thank you.
All right. We're going to go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we'll restart Open Line. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this hump day morning.